All right. How you doing it?
I'm doing good after that gay introduction.
Talk a little louder so they can hear you.
I'm doing good after that gay introduction.
This is Shane. Now you introduce yourself.
This is Anthony Shep.
Welcome to the shenanigans. What do you want to talk about today? I want to talk about something.
What do you want to talk about, Shane?
Derek Jeter is a sleeper agent.
Derek Jeter is a sleeper agent.
Hear me out.
Derek Jeter has a history of cheating, so I do believe this.
I have a theory.
Okay,
you want to hear this?
Theory, Shane.
This theory is pretty crazy. Okay. So I think that the Yankees sent Derek Jeter to the Marlins to be the president. Here's why. I think what they're about to do before the season starts is going to change baseball. I think the Yankees are going to have the most stacked team of all time this year. Because hear me out. I think I have a theory. They just signed Tulowitzki today.
I was just about to mention that.
Which means they're not going for Machado anymore. Because what sense does that
make? Tulowitzki's washed, though.
He's washed, but you got Tulo at shortstop for the first half of the year while Didi's hurt, right? Didi comes back, you're going to put Didi at short. Machado does not want to play third anymore. You got Andujar, rookie, at third. You got the rookie Torres at second, both top five rookies. You just got Luke Voit to play first base along with Greg Bird. Mm-hmm. So I think they signed Tulo because what they're going to do is they're going to shop two outfielders to the Marlins for Realmuto and put Gary Sanchez at DH.
Where he should belong.
Exactly, because he sucks behind the plate. So now they get Realmuto from the Yankees, but they're not going to get just Realmuto if they're giving up, say, Aaron Hicks and Brett Gardner. And probably Clint Frazier, too.
And washed.
Yes, but Clint Frazier is going to be good. Aaron Hicks is going to be decent. They're going to... And it's Derek Jeter. He's going to give them...
He does have...
And a number two.
A history of cheating.
And he's going to give them a starting pitcher. So now they're going to get a starting pitcher and Realmuto added to the fact that they've got an outfield of Judge, Harper, and Stanton.
Yeah, let's not...
With an infield.
Let's backtrack for a second. You said Harper.
Yeah, they're going to sign Bryce
There's
Harper.
There's no chance in hell Bryce Harper goes to the Yankees.
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. They were going to sign Machado. Machado followed the Yes Network. And
January 2nd, Anthony Shep says there's no chance in fucking hell Bryce Harper goes to the New York Yankees.
Listen, Machado followed Yes Network and all that shit and then unfollowed them, right? Then the next day, the Yankees go and sign Tulowitzki. They're giving up on Machado to put all their money in on fucking Harper. And they're going to trade, what's his name? Sonny Gray. For another starting pitcher. Or Sonny Gray goes to Miami in the Miami deal to get Realmuto. And they trade the outfielders for a starting pitcher. Either way, I'm predicting the Yankees' starting lineup is this.
Yeah.
Harper.
Okay.
In left. Or no, actually, you probably have to put Harper in center, right? Who's going to play center out of those three? Stanton, Harper, and Judge.
Probably Stanton. He's the better outfielder.
I mean, yeah. I mean, nah, Judge is probably the best outfielder. He's got.
Judge is a horrible.
No, he's
horrible,
a pretty good. He's a good Stanton.
He's not up to Stanton caliber. Fielding wise,
Stanton's
fuck out of here.
Not that great a fielder.
Yes, he is, and he moves faster.
That's the only thing. He's got more range, so they'll probably put him
center,
in center.
Exactly.
And then Harper will play left, and Judge will play right. Or either or, they could switch at that. And now you've got Sanchez at DH, but listen to this. What if they also teach Sanchez how to play first base? If they teach Sanchez to play first base, fuck Voit, fuck Bird, both of them are whack or get hurt all the fucking time.
Did you just drop that blunt?
No, it's right here. You teach Sanchez to play first base, now you got Harper or Stanton DHing. You keep Hicks or you keep Frazier or Gardner, one of the three, to play center field. Now your defense is great. You still got a leadoff guy in a Harper, and you've still got the best fucking lineup in baseball. So, Derek Jeter.
And still have the best lineup in baseball, all of that fucking work and money just to lose to the Boston Red Sox.
God bless the Red Sox.
Just
God
to lose to the
bless the
Red
Sox.
Sox.
I love the Red Sox. Anyway, no. But you want to know why he's really a sleeper agent? This is where it's going to blow your... I'm going to blow your fucking mind. We're talking...
Dude, was it not blown when he unloaded Stanton to the fucking Yankees last
fuck
year?
Fuck that. I'm talking fucking 9/11 caliber conspiracy theory right now. Derek Jeter, in the next 5 years, will either be the president or the GM of the Yankees. He's doing all this
I say
for the
he
Yankees.
Buys.
Wait, no. He's doing all this for the Yankees because why? Because they need...
They're going to be under his full control
very soon.
They need
the money. No, no. They won't. He's not, the Steinbrenners would never sell out completely to Jeter, and he doesn't have enough money to buy it. But, he loved George Steinbrenner more than anything. Respects the shit out of him. Loves Cashman, respects the shit out of him. Him and Hank Steinbrenner never got along really that great. Everybody knows that. Bullshit. It's all a lie. Hank is George's son. He's going to show Hank the same respect he shows George just because that's the type of guy that Derek Jeter is.
Bro, all the fucking Steinbrenners, Cashman, and Jeter could go fucking circle fuck each other.
That's a fact. I hope they play Cookie
fuck
and Derek
the
Jeter
Yankees.
Loses.
Can we change the topic?
No, I got to finish the conspiracy theory. So, Hank Steinbrenner doesn't know baseball that well. George never knew it that well. He always had good baseball guys below him, and he just ran it businessly.
Because of the money.
Yeah, so I'm thinking Hank wants to step away as president. And either promote Cashman to president and Jeter to GM to follow Cashman in the future, or straight go Jeter to president, and because that's what he is at the Marlins, and keep Cashman as your GM. Do you think we'll see Derek Jeter run the Yankees in the next 5 to 10 years?
He'll definitely be in the organization exactly. soon. I don't know if running it, but he'll definitely be there soon. But like I said, I really hate the fucking Yankees. Can we stop talking about this?
I fucking hate the goddamn Yankees. All right, fuck the ink. Talk about something else. You know what I saw online today? I wanted to talk about this today, too.
What?
Crazy theory right here. Another conspiracy theory I got going on.
Okay.
So I saw on Twitter today, and I know you don't believe everything you see on Twitter, so I tested it myself to make sure that it's real, and I Googled it myself.
Get to the point, Shane.
If you Google famous Hugh Jackman movies right now, the first movie that pops up is Avengers Endgame.
Hugh Jackman. We're talking about Wolverine here.
Yep. Google it on your phone right now. Google famous Hugh Jackman movies. The first one that shows up. Avengers Endgame.
Okay, but let's just
wait. Okay. Marvel just bought the rights to X-Men and all the fucking Fox. The deal isn't completely done, but they've bought all the Fox-owned superheroes.
Okay.
So they're now merging them into the Marvel universe.
And Disney bought that, didn't they?
Yeah, Disney has all of it now.
And it's going to be packaged through Disney now.
Disney has everything now. But here's my theory. One of two things is going to happen. Okay, no. One of one things is going to happen. The second thing is not going to happen, but I want it to happen. The second thing that I think was going to happen that's not going to happen, I want Wolverine to kill Thanos. That'd be awesome. That'd be fucking crazy. If he just comes out of nowhere, like, okay. Captain Marvel's getting her ass beat, and he just walks in, I got this. Hey, bub. And just fucking kills him. Okay. I'd lose it.
Okay. Can I give you my take now?
But wait.
You shut the fuck
here's
up?
What I think is really going to happen. It's going to be a post-credit scene.
Okay.
And to introduce the X-Men into the Marvel Universe,
okay.
Hugh Jackman's going to walk in after the whole movie and talk to Steve Rogers, who's now the Nomad, not Captain America, and acknowledge the existence of X-Men and mutants in the Marvel Universe.
Okay. Can I give it a go now?
Hit me with it.
Okay. So, first of all, Hugh Jackman, if he were to ever be in a Avengers movie, per se, would never appear as the Wolverine, first of all. If he is in that movie, it's got to be as another character because there's no chance they meshed Wolverine with the Avengers.
That's what it is in the comics, he's in the Avengers.
But let's just break it down right now, okay? Let's take a look at the superheroes that are in the Avengers. Iron Man, okay? Let's just say he's basically that world's Batman because he's rich, doesn't really have a superpower, but he's a genius.
But he's got a suit.
And he has a suit that can
Batman has a utility belt. Iron Man can fly.
Exactly. So let's just... We're looking at superheroes of this caliber now.
Technical difficulties. Continue.
Okay, so back to what I was saying. Now let's just realize... Now let's talk about the Hulk. On top of Mr. Friggin' Captain America... Okay, just those three right there.
Superhuman strength and speed.
Superhuman strength and speed. Fucking
agility.
Brains. Just the overall super team. Then they got that really agile dude that was in that movie Tag. What's his fucking name?
Oh, Hawkeye.
Okay, we got Hawkeye.
Jeremy Renner.
Then we got fucking Black Widow.
Oh, that bitch.
Just the sexiness. Wait. If that just locked, I'll fucking kill you.
It locked, but... Oh, no, we're still going. Sorry, guys.
Fucking shame, man.
Go.
Like, her sexiness is just another level. Okay, let's just get that out of the way. But like I'm saying, that Wolverine.
Hot take, Wonder Woman's hotter than Scarlet.
Wrong. Anyways.
Oh,
Anyways, next time.
You think?
Listen. That's a separate debate for another time.
Black Widow's hotter than Wonder Woman.
100,000 fucking percent.
I think I. But
now,
disagree.
Now, fuck all that. We'll have that debate another time. What I'm trying to say is, if you ask me, I'm a very big fan of superhero movies. I have a lot of favorite superheroes, but X-Men never did it
for me.
Quick
side note, real quick.
And if you really ask me, I couldn't name you another X-Men besides Wolverine, and Deadpool don't really count.
Wait,
so
quick sidebar. Well, who's your favorite superhero?
My favorite superhero as a kid was The Flash, but now as I've grown older, it's probably Batman.
Agreed.
The Flash was the dopest.
Agreed, same, actually.
I just started the Netflix series,
actually. What about Marvel? What about Marvel superheroes, if you had to pick a Marvel one?
Marvel superheroes? Thor is pretty cool, but like, I don't know, it'd definitely be Iron Man, just because Robert Downey Jr. made me love it, you know?
I'm a Wolverine guy. Hugh Jackman made me love Wolverine, but I loved Wolverine before that.
Back to what I was saying, picking back up right up from there, I could only name you Wolverine if you asked me about the X-Men and fucking Professor X.
See, you know I grew up in a comic book store, so
yes, but
I read all of them, so
never,
I know everybody, so I can't relate to that, but I know
X-Men never
what you mean,
did it for me.
Because a lot of people are like that. A
to
lot of
be
people
honest,
aren't comic book nerds.
That's the second time you dropped the blunt, you fucking idiot.
I didn't drop it. It's in my hand.
But to be honest, fucking, if you ask me, I'd rather watch the two original Fantastic Four movies than X-Men.
Quick disclaimer, this blunt is a tobacco blunt and it's a cigar. Thank you. Continue.
What I was saying was I'd rather watch the original. That's another thing that really gets me pissed off. How do you cast someone who actually did good in the role, too? Let's take, what's his name who plays Captain America?
Chris Evans.
Okay. Fucking Chris Evans,
beautifully
in my
cast.
Opinion.
Beautifully cast. That whole cast.
No. Not beautifully fucking cast.
Really?
And I'll tell you right now why, Shane.
What?
No. I'll tell you right now.
Okay.
Great actor, but you know what he fucking killed it in? As the Human Torch?
Yes.
Fantastic Four. Two movies in a row. Killed it, okay?
Yes.
Now,
how do you go,
especially in today's day and age when we're combining fucking...
Because
we're combining superhero universes now in these new day and age, and we're writing new beginnings to all these old-time fucking superheroes. How do you even cast the same person as the same person?
I'll tell you why.
As a different superhero, my apologies.
I will defend this on one only.
The Human Torch is Captain America?
I hate when people are recast.
Let's be honest.
I hate when people are recast, but in this one case,
the only good fucking recast was the fucking, the bullshit Green Hornet movie, and we finally got fucking Ryan Reynolds to do Deadpool. And to my opinion, that's the best superhero movie.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the best superhero movie that's been fucking released in the last 10 years, if you ask me.
Because he kills that part.
It went out.
But, here's my thing with that. One, no one could have played Captain America better than Chris Evans. That's why.
Okay,
that's
but
one
he...
Reason. Two, I hate to say it, and it's going to come off probably... We might have to edit this part right now out because it's going to come off a little racist, probably. But that's one of the roles that you could cast as black.
And Human nowadays, Torch?
Yes.
Absolutely.
You have to, and nowadays you got to start... You can't just keep casting all white people. Like, the comic books were originally all white because that's what they wrote about back in the day, unfortunately. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like, there weren't that many black superheroes, which is great why it's like you see Black Panther and shit, but that's...
Cyborg.
But that is a character that you can go that way with, and when you can go with it, you have to, you know what I mean? So they had to recast that with a guy like Michael B. Jordan, who absolutely fucking killed it in an absolutely terrible movie.
Black Panther?
No. He killed it in that, but I meant in Fantastic Four.
Oh, yeah.
He killed it in
Johnny's... I didn't see the bullshit remake.
The worst superhero movie I've ever fucking seen in my life.
Dude.
I cringe. I wasted 2 hours of my life on that stupid fucking movie.
You know what really bothers me?
What grinds your gears?
What grinds my gears is the fucking... The blowback... And the negative criticism that Suicide Squad had received.
I agree.
Personally, I thought it was a very good movie. I think Jared Leto did a very good job with Joker. I think the movie definitely would have been more successful in critics' eyes if that character was involved in the movie a little bit more. I do know
I
it's setting
that.
Him up more for a bigger role in the sequel and his own Joker movie, which I'm looking forward to seeing. But I think Suicide Squad was done very well.
I thought it was awesome.
I love how they had Deadshot in that.
Oh, Will Smith killed it.
Killed it. Fucking killed it. Even the Spanish guy who played
the fire guy. Yeah, he was
like a gang member or whatever. Yeah, that character.
Waller was great.
He did a dope fucking role.
What's her name? The lady from How to Get Away with Murder? She killed it as Amanda Waller. The lady in charge?
Oh, yeah.
Killed it.
Yeah. Oh, let me tell you, that cutscene with Ben Affleck. And another thing. Ben Affleck.
You want some?
No, I'm good. Ben Affleck did not do as bad either as critics say he did as Batman.
He did better in Justice League than he did in Batman.
100%. I feel like he opened up a little bit more.
He sucked in the first one.
He did not suck in Batman versus Superman. I think what they failed at, they tried to make him come off.
It was hard for him to do it. The movie was bad. The movie sucked.
Listen, the storyline was kind of shitty.
That's the problem.
It was kind of shitty, but...
Superman's cast well. Okay. Batman wasn't Superman cast
Superman was
bad.
Cast... Lex Luthor
was awesome.
Great role, great
Wonder
actor.
Wonder Woman is awesome.
Great role, great
it's
actor.
It's cast beautifully. It's just the writing on that movie
but,
sucked.
Yeah, I feel like... Okay, let's take Christian Bale's Batman, for example. His Bruce Wayne, for
nothing
example.
Nothing will ever touch Christian Bale.
Nothing will top his Batman or his Bruce Wayne. But what I liked about his Bruce Wayne is that they portrayed him as like a sly kind of asshole. Not like a comes off dickish type
exactly.
way, but the way he speaks to others.
He played it perfectly.
Killed it. This Batman, Ben Affleck, I feel like in the first movie...
He's a more traditional kind of Batman.
First movie, I think he tried to come off a little too dickish.
Yeah.
Where like they say to him like fuck. What did he say in that movie? It came off
you
like, like that was kind of corny, that line, do you bleed, you will.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of came more, that rubbed me the wrong way.
It's very dark and brooding
yes.
and quiet.
And he's
like,
shooting people already to begin with, killing people, you know. So, but in Batman versus in Justice League, I feel like he's just to the role better because he did have some sly cracks, but
he
they were actually funny.
It in Justice League.
Because I'll give you a few examples. When he said, when he got the house back for Superman at the end, and he said, how'd you get the house back from the bank? And he goes, I bought the bank. And Superman says to him, you bought the whole bank? And he goes, yeah, it's kind of a thing with me. That's funny.
You
and
know
a, like
no,
a fuck
you, know
you type
you
of how much money
line,
I got kind
you know
of
what
way.
His best line in that movie was?
What?
Low-key, and I think it made his character as Batman.
And what was that?
He was talking to Alfred about bringing back Superman.
Yes.
And he said,
when they're on
Alfred said something about how, like, Batman could do it, and Batman said, he goes, he's more human than me.
Yes, he's more
that
human than me.
That line
was fire.
Brought together the whole fucking character.
That was fire.
In that movie. Whole fucking character. That whole scene brought together his Bruce Wayne and his Batman, and that's what made me think he killed it.
That was fire.
That fucking scene right there.
That was fire. I like how this movie, they try to make him more human. I mean, less human than he is. Like, the big bulky suit, I kind of fucked with it. Because the way he was getting tossed
like
around
to
and he was
Superman.
Getting... Yeah. The way he was getting tossed around and getting... No. In Justice League, I'm talking about. The way they made him, you know, get tossed around and beat up when they're fighting that shit... It shows that, like, it's like
they made it realistic, though.
They
you
made it realistic,
mean?
But like to the point where they kind of made him
made
not
it,
human.
It's they like
gave
they nuked
him superpowers.
It's like they fucking nuked him.
Yeah,
in the first one, they had to give him a giant Iron Man suit type shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like they nuked him. They made him seem very weak.
Yeah, but I don't know. They kind of.
Even in Justice League, they did that.
They kind of
in
portrayed
the
realism.
Scene, you remember the fight scene in the...
Hold on. They kind of portrayed the realism in Bruce Wayne's character because...
He gets
when Aquaman... No. When Aquaman cracks the joke to him about you do it in a bat costume.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that? Dressed like a bat. Like a bat. Bruce Wayne...
I dig it.
...says to him... Yeah, Bruce Wayne says to him, it worked for over 20 years in Gotham.
Yeah.
That right there shows his age... They don't do anything to make Ben Affleck look younger than the 47-year-old actor that he actually is.
Exactly. I fucked with that.
They're showing the realism that Batman is not forever. Batman is actually human.
Yeah.
Like, another funny joke he cracks in that movie. So Aquaman says to him, so what's your superpower? He goes, I'm rich.
No, Flash says it. Flash says it in
the
car. Oh, the
Flash says it. That's right.
He goes, so what's your superpower?
Yo, low-key, Flash's character killed it.
Oh, absolutely.
Flash's character killed
it. I thought he was going to suck. He fucking killed it.
I do like the kid, though, that they have on the show.
I don't like how Cyborg looks.
Nah, I didn't fuck with how Cyborg looked.
He's but supposed side note, to look side like note, he has more human body.
Side parts. Note, the kid that plays the Flash in the TV show kills it.
Oh, absolutely. Great Flash. I told you it's a great fucking show.
He looks more like the Flash.
You started it?
I'm about five episodes in. I'm hooked.
Yo, it's fucking awesome. I'm telling you, you have to watch. What you have to do now is you have to watch Arrow after. Because it's going to start
Yeah, dude, see, that doesn't appeal to me.
You have to because it has crossover episodes. A lot of crossover episodes with the Flash.
Oh yeah, he is. He was in the second episode, first episode.
Yeah, he's in it because the Flash was in the Arrow too. That's why. That's how they started it. It's a really good fucking show, and they're coming out with Batgirl now too, or maybe Batman. We just know it's a Gotham City show.
I'm all superhero now.
And Batgirl's in it. All right, I want to hear your predictions for sports for the year.
Sports for the year.
January 2nd. I want to hear your sports.
We will start off with the NFL. We all know Tom Brady and the Patriots will make it deep. They do every year.
Yes, I agree.
I don't see them making it to the Super Bowl, but...
Neither do I.
By the somewhat chance of Tom Brady being Tom Brady and somehow gets them there, I don't see them winning the bowl either. But I could be wrong.
Definitely not.
But my prediction for winner is definitely I'm going to have to go with the fucking Rams this year.
Really?
The Rams and the Chiefs, man.
Rams are my team that's going to choke.
I feel like the Chiefs will choke before the Rams.
I don't think so. I think my Super Bowl
Side position, note, my sleeper team, 100% the Steelers.
Nope.
100% if they win wild card.
I got a wild card winner coming at you.
And who's that? Don't say the Falcons. I'll fucking kill you.
Fuck no. First of all, my Super Bowl, I've got the Chiefs Saints. And I've got the Saints winning it all.
Dude, you've been saying the Saints, but they don't have it.
Alvin Kamara is going to turn it fucking up.
Drew Brees. One of the,
and he's going to
Drew Brees,
carry
one of
that
the greatest
team
quarterbacks of all
to a
time.
Super Bowl victory.
Good teams. Has not won a ring since 2009.
I am predicting an Alvin Kamara Super Bowl MVP with the Saints beating the Chiefs.
Dude, the fuck out of here, bro.
Yep. All right.
Over the NFL, NBA.
Wait, who do you have winning? You didn't say.
I just said I have the Chiefs and the Rams winning the Super Bowl.
Got it.
NBA wise, I have not been following as closely
Neither
this year, only because the Knicks are literally so disgustingly bad and horrid
it
to
makes
look
me
at.
Hate basketball.
Yes,
I don't
enjoy
watching it anymore. Then it's like I want to turn it off right away.
Don't even react when I say the shame, because I know you have a lot of choice words, but then you just see LeBron fucking James everywhere.
Fuck
on the SportsCenter.
That fucking no, I
the
have
Lakers,
to talk
the
about
it. Hold on. We will get to him.
We
will get to
him,
trust me. Lakers,
the shit he's been saying, oh, we got
Lakers right now are 21-16. That is 47 games more than halfway through the season. We all know they'll wake the fuck up sooner or later.
Maybe.
LeBron will go on his faggotry run. They will squeeze into the playoffs, probably make it to the fucking finals, and
I
then
doubt
lose.
It.
Anyways, don't even want to get me started on that. MLB, let me tell you.
The Warriors are first of all, the Warriors are winning it all.
Oh, I didn't give a prediction. That's right.
The Warriors are winning it without a fucking
Warriors
problem.
100% are taking it.
Easy.
Boogie will be back.
Exactly. It's not going to be...
Boogie will be back.
Be fucking...
They'll get the fucking wheels in motion once again.
There's nobody that can compete
Warriors
with that team
basketball.
Once you put
They will
Boogie
start playing
the
Warriors
court.
Basketball.
There's no one
You are looking at Draymond Green, Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant,
and
DeMarcus
Boogie.
Cousins
oh
all
God.
On the same court, and this ain't the All-Star game. Okay? This is real life.
And they have a bench.
Literally one of the deepest benches in the NBA for the past 4 or 5 seasons.
What?
I'm just saying. Imagine they still had Harrison Barnes.
I fucking
Please.
Hate the fact that they're
Please.
Super teams, man. I really
Please.
Do. I want to talk about LeBron.
You're blaming
right
LeBron
now.
For that. Well, let me get through my sports. MLB. All right,
then we'll go back to LeBron. Because I want to talk about his comments.
I'm not trying to be biased. But
I don't
do
think
we're
winning it this year,
I do
friend.
Think... No, the Mets... No shot that the Mets win the Super Bowl. The World Series next year. The Mets definitely, if they stay healthy and we make maybe one more big move before the season starts, we are going to look fucking sharp.
I agree.
Side note, if Jairus Familia could start pitching like he did back in 2015, he could be our eighth inning guy, 1-2-3. Then we have the best closer in baseball come in and fucking put it
That's
out.
That's a deadly bullpen now.
And since the Mets only like to put up two or three runs.
That pitching staff is just so fucking deadly
Since
now.
The Mets only like to put up two or three runs if when our, Syndergaard and fucking healthy, DeGrom pitch.
If our starters stay healthy, we could make a run.
Really
at the
needs
series.
To start needs to start throwing the ball again. And we need to fucking. We need to make one serious change in this pitching rotation.
Yeah, but we can't get rid of Syndergaard. We cannot.
No, hell no, hell no. We need him and DeGrom. If anybody goes first, DeGrom goes. He's older.
No, he just won a Cy Young.
Yes, but he's older. He's older.
I don't care.
But
get rid of fucking Mats.
Let me tell you, I really think if they play like they did again last season, the fucking Red Sox will be right back in the World Series again.
I fucking agree. I'm predicting a repeat.
I can honestly say that this year looks like a repeat. 2004, when they fucking shitted on the fucking Yankees and made history, basically, because they didn't do that shit in over 90 fucking years.
I jerk off to that.
Bro, literally, I knew that team was just too much heart and clutchness that they would not repeat, and they did not repeat in 05, but they did go back in 06.
This team is, and you know, shit the on the city of Boston. But the city of Boston right now is a deadly fucking place, my friend. The energy that city has right now, they're repeating without a doubt.
They definitely have the power to repeat. But those are my predictions.
They'll meet the Yankees in the playoffs, and they'll play the Yankees in the playoffs, but they'll beat the Yankees again.
Not if the Yankees plane crashes and they all burn and die.
I mean, we can only pray.
So let's get to LeBron's.
We don't wish them to die. We just wish them to all get season-ending injuries. Maybe career.
Yeah.
Fine with me. They all made enough money. They got more money than we do.
Yeah.
Fuck it. I'm a diehard Met fan, but I'm also a diehard Yankee hater, and I openly admit that I fucking hate the Yankees. So that makes me root for the Red Sox, whenever the Mets are not playing the Red Sox.
That's the fact.
So, hockey. You got a hockey prediction?
No, I don't fuck with
you
hockey.
Don't fuck
but
with
let's
hockey.
Talk about
I'm
LeBron's
going,
comments.
Hold on. Wait, I got to get my hockey.
Okay.
The Rangers are going to win it all. And if they don't, I might kill myself. But that's what I say every year, and I almost kill myself every year. But I will be sitting at my fucking usual spot watching Rangers playoff hockey for sure. That's a fact. Hopefully all the way down to the cup. All right, let's talk about LeBron talking about how he's the fucking GOAT. LeBron said he's the GOAT. He officially has named himself the greatest fucking basketball player of all time. Can we? I just want to say, I want to talk real quick. Hold on. Okay, so let me just address this.
Wait, just hold on 1 second, because you're going to find this hysterical. I was scrolling through Twitter yesterday, and I don't remember what sports page tweeted it, but it was Michael Jordan being asked if he was the greatest player in the world, okay? And the caption was literally, humble versus arrogant. And what MJ said was just, it was remarkable, honestly, how he was not an arrogant prick, and he was very humbled and showed respect to the people that played before him. He said Jerry West, John Stockton, all these
fucking Chamberlain. Will Chamberlain. Can we talk about Will Chamberlain?
And then it flashes over to LeBron's part of his interview, and
like,
he's like, that right there made me.
Let's
just realize that this fucking no good prick, since the age of 18 in high school, has been calling himself the king. The king of what? You are 3-8?
3-8
in the finals.
3-7.
The king of what? You couldn't win without the fucking help of superstars.
Wait, that's what I want to address. Number one,
and everyone ruined the league.
Everyone talks about oh, you can't compare it because it was different.
Kevin
times.
Durant
plus,
did it better.
Plus, hold on. Plus,
Kevin Durant did it better.
He did. Plus, oh, Jordan had a super team with Pippen and Rodman and Kerr.
Oh, I read your post yesterday. I agree with you 100%.
Let me talk about this for a second. Dennis fucking Rodman.
Carlos Boozer would have given Pippen the work.
Not Pippen. Dennis Rodman is a step above Carlos Boozer without Michael Jordan. If Dennis Rodman's on a court by himself, he's not better than Chris Bosh was for the Toronto Raptors. He's not.
No chance.
Plain and simple.
No chance.
And who did LeBron have? Chris Bosh. Scottie Pippen on his own. Or even Scottie Pippen would say Dennis Rodman. Or say Scottie Pippen with Shaq. Does not win a fucking finals. He couldn't win one on his own. He would not win one with a big man.
Fuck no.
Dwayne Wade won one with Jesse Shaq. Who did LeBron have? Dwayne Wade.
And Dwayne Wade was so only in his third year in the league.
How are you going to say that that's a super team?
And the best is, people really seem to forget, and it's really disrespectful, that Dwayne Wade came into this league as a point guard.
Yeah.
He ran point 2006 when him and Shaq won the finals.
Yeah.
And then progressed into a shooting guard because of his scoring ability.
Yeah.
Okay? Dwayne Wade got buckets on every end of the court.
Dwayne Wade's a top five shooting guard of all time.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Without a fucking doubt.
And let me tell you, between him, Kobe Bryant.
And you compare him to Scottie Pippen? Scottie Pippen's not a top five forward of all time.
Between Kobe Bryant, Dwayne Wade, and Carmelo Anthony, you were looking at probably three of the most versatile scorers of all time.
Carmelo Anthony is the hardest person to guard in the NBA.
Kobe Bryant said it himself. He is strong like a bull. That's why Melo will literally...
He's the hardest man to guard.
He'll miss four layups and get five fucking rebounds right at the rim and go right back up with it. Melo will give you a three. He'll give you a mid-range. He'll give you a turnaround.
He'll hit his free throws. All he did was shoot.
The only thing Wade never had in his arsenal was the three-pointer.
Yeah.
But that never stopped him from getting
that
buckets.
That motherfucker could drive on anybody.
He would dunk.
He was driving in on Dwight Howard and dunking in his fucking face. Dwight Howard in his prime was a problem.
Yes. Kobe also baptized Dwight Howard.
Was a problem in his prime. Let me tell you. Holy fucking shit. People forget how nice he was. He took the Magic to the finals by himself. By himself. Who was on that team with him?
Nobody.
Jameer Nelson? Hiru Turkoglu? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, that's
That man trash. Carried that team. That man was a fucking problem in his prime, and he does not get enough respect. But then again, he's also fucking tranny porn stars now.
I did see that.
So, you know, there's that. But, I mean, you can't compare Jordan and LeBron. Stat-wise, finals, championships-wise, finals MVPs-wise, and every time LeBron hasn't had a super team, he's lost in the finals.
Yep.
Jordan won almost every time he was in the fucking finals. He never lost.
Jordan never lost in the finals.
He did never lose. And LeBron has lost how many? And you want to call yourself the GOAT?
But you know what really is so disrespectful and bothers the hell out of me?
What?
Is that people, not only is it just ridiculous that LeBron versus Michael fucking Jordan
is not even better than Kobe.
How do you fucking skip over Michael Jordan reincarnated? Kobe fucking Bryant.
The black fucking Mamba, my man.
Dude, he averaged 49 points per game through a 10-game streak.
That man, if he wanted
to... Dropped 81. He got robbed of three different MVP awards.
That man could turn... There's no man in the NBA other than
Carmelo
Michael
Anthony
Jordan.
Should have gotten Rookie of the Year. LeBron James won.
Yeah. Other than Michael Jordan,
had better
there
numbers.
Is no
Look it up.
Athlete that has ever been in the NBA who could turn it on like Kobe could.
Never. It was the microwave.
His fucking work ethic was retarded.
He'd miss 100 shots and shoot 100 more, and he would just keep shooting.
That man had a drive.
Bro,
like
he
no
ended
one
his
else.
Career with a 60-point
game. You know
game
what it was? You know
and
what
helped
was?
One of the worst teams and, he ever played on win that game against a decent team.
Steve Kerr said it. Larry Jackson said it. You know what made Jordan the best? His addiction to competitiveness. That motherfucker was competitive with everything. He was addicted to competing.
Yep.
Same thing with Kobe. That's what made them different. Wayne Gretzky was a competitive motherfucker. That's what made him different. Great players are not players. They're competitors. LeBron's not a fucking competitor. Competitors don't lose.
That's a fact. LeBron definitely ain't a king.
LeBron don't fucking win.
And he definitely ain't no fucking leader, okay?
Nope. Kyrie Irving beat the Warriors.
Thank you.
LeBron James did not beat
Thank
the Warriors.
Thank you, because clearly the year before, when Irving got hurt and didn't play, the Warriors won.
Kyrie Irving was the difference maker in every single fucking
Dude,
game.
You're
that
making
the
my
finals.
Blood boil. Can we change the subject? I don't even want to talk about fucking LeBron James anymore. Please. If I hear that name again, I'll have to fucking slaughter somebody.
Give me some Netflix and some movie predictions. You got any shows coming out that you're excited for? Got any movies you're excited for? What are you watching?
Honestly, I've been watching the same shit over and over again, but I did recently start The Flash, which I said I am hooked on. I'm waiting for Gotham season 5, January 12th.
Very big on that. Season. I'm very,
very big on
anticipating that. Very much.
Let me tell you, I watched last year the first season of a show called American Vandal on Netflix, and I thought it was fucking hysterical.
The Jimmy Tatro one.
Yes, but they got renewed with a second season, and it's basically two kids making a documentary. It's just a new cast and a new storyline, and they're also technically signed to Netflix in the show. For their documentaries, like it's dope how it's filmed, and it's filmed. I don't want to say kind of like an office-y type of way,
but like, is it funny?
It's hysterical, but like, it's also like a serious show. Like, it's a dramedy, I guess you would say. You know,
I know. What you
but like the way they talk to the camera, it's because they're filming a show in a show.
I know, what you but mean. It's so just it is dope. Like an
but it's short and
of
sweet
deal.
Too. That's Both cool. seasons were 8 episodes, and it fucking biggest plot twist at the end of them. Out. And each episode continues one after the other, and it's about solving a crime.
Speaking of The Office, you an Office fan?
No, I'm not actually.
You know what I recently started watching that everyone has told me to watch?
Parks and Recreations.
Yep, I fucking
Amy
love
Poehler is
it.
A very funny
oh
woman.
My god, bro, this show is fucking hilarious. Hilarious. I love that fucking show.
Yeah, that's definitely
I'm
good.
Big on that. Any movie predictions? What's coming out this year? We got a lot coming out this year. Spider-Man, Avengers, Star Wars.
Okay, I've never watched Star Wars in my life.
That's a wild take. You are probably in a 1% of the U.S. population that has never watched Star Wars. Are you fucking kidding me? Oh, all right, I want to have a conversation with you. I was having a conversation with Brendan earlier, right?
Okay.
And we were talking about... All right, so there's this show on Netflix called New Girl that he was telling me to watch. And Melissa was telling me and Brendan to watch it. And it's about some girl who lives with three guys, right?
Wow, so what a whore.
Nah, but like, you know, they don't fuck, obviously, you dick. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's a comedy.
So you think...
So like, I was like, yo, I think I could do that. I think I could live with three girls. And he's like, nah, you try and fuck them. I was like, yeah, eventually I would, but like... Not at first. And he was like, you think I could do it? I was like, I think I could do it. He goes, all at once. I go, yeah. He goes, how are you going to have sex with three girls at once? Could you have sex with three girls at once? I could have sex with three girls at once.
Could I have sex with three girls at once?
I did the math. Let me tell you. I might be able to do six. I could definitely do four. And I could prove it.
Wait. Six? Yes. Six girls at once.
Yep. I have figured out a way. You want to hear it?
What are you gonna do, like a human pyramid? Stick your fucking feet and hands in them?
Yep. There you go. Alright, so here's what's gonna
happen. Nah, I don't wanna hear that. I'm not doing that. Nope, cut it.
Your finger fucked
no,
one.
No.
One sits on your face, no, the other one in your dick, and the other one on your feet.
Nope.
That's six. But I couldn't wiggle I tried to do it like all at once. But like I can't wiggle my toes that much. So like I think I could only do four.
Stop it. We're gonna have to cut this out anyway because I just dropped the N-word twice.
It's alright, it don't matter. They don't know what color our skin is. I'm Puerto Rican.
Yeah, the hood loves me, so.
What are you? What a nationality are you? I'm not Puerto Rican. I'm a...
Oh, I am from Bangladesh, buddy.
Anyway.
Get out of my store.
How many girls did you fuck at once? How many girls did you
do? Dude, I don't want to... I don't feel comfortable speaking on this.
Are you serious?
I don't feel comfortable speaking on this.
You have to be comfortable
speaking on this. I'm not comfortable speaking on this, because I don't need to reveal that kind of stuff.
How many girls did you Shut the fuck up. Why are you being a pussy? Shut up.
Dude, I mean, realistically, I wouldn't do that weird hands and feet shit that you were on, but I'd definitely be able to pipe out three girls.
Yeah? You think you could do three at once? Yeah, see? 100%. So you could do three at once. Exactly.
Yeah, but that's like normal.
So if you
like
lived with three girls,
like
if you were in a situation where you were rooming with three girls for some reason, would you end up fucking all three of them at once?
No, because I would never move in with three girls that I would want to fuck.
Hypothetically, somebody put
girls that I wouldn't want
to
fuck.
Hypothetically, somebody put a gun to your head and said, you have to live in this house with these girls for a month. Would you fuck them? Eventually? Or a year.
I mean, yeah, but if I'm living with three fucking girls, then I could just have girls over my house whenever I want. Can't do that living with my parents. So I would just be calling girls to come over to that house.
You don't even gotta call them if they're there.
I mean, maybe if I come home drunk and I'm like, hey, you know.
They're all hot.
You wanna just...
Let's say they're all hot, you know, you for argument's sake.
Do it real quick. Just, you know.
Friends with benefits type of shit.
Yeah, I mean...
They get horny, you get horny. You don't even gotta call anybody. You're in the same crib.
Yeah, but I just...
And you could have foursomes.
I know.
waving.
I think I would do it. I think I would.
Hey, bro, that was a stupid ass fucking topic.
I mean, that's what we talked about.
Too fucking stoned for conversation like that.
Yeah?
Facts, fam.
Let's talk about the government shutdown.
Dude, I haven't even heard about that, so let's not speak.
Do you even
on
know
that.
What that means? Because
no.
I don't.
No, I don't either. I don't really care. They're always talking about this nonsense.
Yeah, like,
unless the world fucking is about to implode and the whole human race is getting wiped out, don't hit me with no bullshit,
We were talking about it over New Year's Eve, and everybody's like, yeah, the government shut down. I was like, what? For how long? Days? Like, what
the fuck
are
you talking about?
Like, I was like, what does that even mean? Yeah, the DMV not open? Like, I gotta go there.
What, are we, like, lose Wi-Fi for a day?
I was confused. I was like, is there no news on or something?
Next topic. Politics is definitely at the bottom of my
forte. Oh, hell yeah. Honorable counsel, could we talk
about?
Don't
tell me that's all you had written on that goddamn paper.
Oh, no, I got more shit on the paper. I forgot about the paper. Government shutdowns. Have you watched Big Mouth?
I've watched an episode with you.
Hilarious show you got again.
I heard it got good reviews, but I'm more of a Family Guy type.
Kanye West and Joe Rogan are doing a podcast.
I saw that today.
Can we talk about that for a second? Can you imagine how stupid... Like,
that is going to turn into a screaming match in a matter of minutes, I guarantee you.
I think Joe Rogan might kill him.
Maybe. Or he's going to get him to, like, do shrooms on the show or something and get Kanye to, like, open up about, like, the whole truth. Oh, my God, wait. I cannot believe I just... Sorry, black people, fucking Kanye West... Battle of Race thing just made me cut in my head. Back to movie predictions. The fucking movie Us, the sequel to Get Out, Jordan Peele's second movie. That is going to be fire. I won't even watch the trailer during night.
Nope. Yep.
I will lose sleep over that movie, but it is going to be fire.
We're still going to see it. We're still
Get Out was so flames, and I wish I was stoned when I watched it, but this movie, I will be ready.
Oh, no. We're going to get stoned, and we're going to go to the premiere of that one for sure.
100%.
100% for that one. That one's going to be a good one. But no, back to Kanye and Joe Rogan. Like, I really think that this is going to be, like,
I feel like they should just, like, trip drugs together or something.
I really hope they do. I really hope we find out all of Kanye's secrets. That'd be awesome. I think that'd be hilarious. I think he might have a mental breakdown on radio, too.
Kanye's,
I think he might go crazy. Do some stupid shit. I don't know. Like, you can't predict Kanye.
Yeah, Kanye is definitely
he's an alien. The dude's, he's something else, man. You know what we were talking about all weekend? We're talking about the fucking Kardashians and shit and how the fuck did the Kardashians get famous? Like, damn. Like, they got... Like, how'd they get famous?
Bro, that's just the stupidest thing to even ask. Kim Kardashian is a marketing genius and she got fucked on camera. And
Kris Jenner is a marketing genius.
Kris Jenner is a fucking...
Marketing genius.
She's a diabolical genius.
If I could have 5 minutes with any celebrity, I think it might be her, just because she knows how to get you rich with no talent.
5 minutes as in sex-wise?
No, as in, like, talking to her-wise.
I was going to say, out of all the Kardashians, you want to bang the queen?
No, fuck that. I mean, I would bang her, low-key. Like, I don't know, would you bang her? I'd bang her.
Yeah.
She's not bad-looking. Kris Jenner, if you are single and listening and looking, I'm always around. Throwing it out there. You never know. But yeah. No, if any of them, I'd have to pick Kendall. I think she's the only one I wouldn't want to punch in the face. You know what I mean? Cindy Crosby, you're a fucking pussy. And I would like to say that, like, definitely. Yo, you know what I wanted to ask you, actually?
Yeah.
You know what pisses me off? You know what grinds my gears?
What?
Tinder is not a thing anymore. It's like a joke now. I used to actually get laid on Tinder. Like, often. Like, I used to use Tinder and get laid very often when Tinder first happened and it was first a thing. Now, it's either a transsexual,
bad-looking
girl,
ugly,
a fake profile, or a girl just looking to get Instagram followers.
This is true, my friend.
There's no potential there. So, let me ask you, how... are we supposed to get laid now?
You know, you could go out and meet girls and talk to them in real life, too.
Yeah, and going out and spending money at bars and drinking. Fuck that. I want to be able to get laid from the comfort of my own home every once in a while.
Well, when we could actually send women through the mail, I think that's when you'll be able to do that.
Should we just buy sex robots?
I don't want to buy anything like that, my friend.
All right, that's a wrap. I don't know how should we end it? Oh, there's sounds that we could add to it. We're going to add a sound. Thank you.